incurable manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. High vibrations, I think people listening here are now getting accustomed to knowing the difference between, or knowing that there is a difference between different types of energies and different vibrations. I suppose the first step is to acknowledge that, hey, there is a difference between high vibrations and lower vibrations, and some in between. And the next step would be to recognize which one. So first one is accepting that, oh my God, there is this difference in vibrations. And the second one is to recognize which ones are high, which ones are in between, which ones are low. And then the third step would be to choose consciously the vibrations that you want to be associated with. Choosing consciously the vibrations that you want to be associated with it. So the first one is accepting that, oh my God, there is such a thing as difference in vibrations, and not being in denial that such a thing exists in the universe. So understanding that this universe operates on certain principles, certain laws, and understanding that, accepting it, okay, this does exist in the universe, this difference in vibrations, this difference in situations and the vibrations associated with it. So once that acceptance happens, that, okay, maybe we can call it acknowledging also, acknowledging that this universe has different vibrations. And the second thing, step would be to recognize which ones are high, which ones are low, which ones are in between, which ones are favorable to you and what you want. So, for example, a woman who wants a steady partner, life partner, should not be tuning into cheating stories, because that's a very low vibration. So recognizing that, hey, there is a vibration which is associated with cheating, and that if I associate myself with these vibrations, I could attract cheating in my life. That could become a reality in my life. So first, acknowledging that there are different types of vibrations and levels in vibrations. Number two, recognizing which ones are high, which ones are low, which ones are favorable to us and our situation and what we want to create as a conscious creator. The third one being, the third one would be recognizing and finding those high vibrations. So I would say being discriminating and following these higher vibrations instead of the lower ones. So that would be step number three. Now, as a result of these three steps, what would happen is that what a person attracts would be good for her or him. What a person attracts would be good, would be favorable. And as a person gets very used to this, that is accepting that there is a difference in vibrations. Number two, discovering which ones are favorable to us. And then third one would be consciously following or bringing into one's life higher vibrations. And as one does this, what happens is that nature will bring good situations to such a person. And for people who do not follow joyful manifestation and its principles, well, they can then just get good at dealing with situations. Because if one does not recognize these higher vibrations and the fact that they exist and that we need to recognize which ones are high, which ones are low, and then we need to follow the high vibrations. For people who don't do that, then what happens is they become so-called victims of anything that is thrown at them. That's how this whole thing of victimhood starts. When people don't consciously create, they become victims of their situation. And this is not just about people crying about being victims without really being victims, but they actually become victims of these situations just because they have not recognized that they need to be consciously creating, that they need to be consciously moving towards higher vibrations and not being stuck in the lower vibrations, which then results in things happening to them and victimization sets in. And so how does one then become a conscious creator? It should become a habit. It should become a habit to recognize which vibrations are high, which vibrations are low, and then trying to discover high vibrations and then trying to move towards it. So it should become a habit. It should just happen, something where people even subconsciously would be choosing better and better situations for themselves. Because these better situations then attract better to oneself. So if somebody is constantly in negativity and goes on thinking that's reality, but then does not make an effort to first mark these vibrations as negative. So one needs to first identify that these vibrations that fictitious Jane is in is negative in nature. And once fictitious Jane identifies that, oh my God, these vibrations are negative, then the next step, she can try to find better vibrations. And third step, try to follow these better vibrations into a life that constantly now attracts to her good. Good, good. To such an extent that even if fictitious Jane stops looking for good vibrations, they automatically come to her. It becomes such a strong attraction factor for her that she could run away from positive and positive is going to run after her. Wouldn't that be a nice situation to be in? Where one, after having done this initial work of identifying vibrations, knowing what's good, what's not good for us, and then consciously seeking higher vibrations, consciously seeking higher vibrational people, then what happens is at some point, even if we want to run away from positive, positive runs after us because we are made up of these positive energies. Our energy system gets so positive, so beautiful, so strong. Strong and positive, not a negative. Because there are people who are strong, but they're so busy fighting battles. They may be strong, they're fighting battles. They're still attracting negativity. So there are people like that, but what we want is we want to be so strong in a positive aura. We want to be so strong in a positive energy. We could run away from positive situations, and the positive situations are going to run after us. It's like, no, come back. Come back here. We can't let you go. We need you. We love your positive energy. The positive energy is like chasing after us. And literally, if you don't believe me, you can test this out. Try it out yourself. You know, you could always try out things that I talk about. You could try it out. You could test it out. You could put it through small tests and then bigger ones, of course. And of course, you know, I would say, even as you're testing these things that I'm talking about, it's good to know where we are first so that we can identify that even if we're not immediately attracting positive, it's because we got so used to being in the negative. So being truthful about oneself, being truthful about where one is. Fictitious Jane needs to be truthful that she attracts bad jobs, that her career is not okay, that she is not attracting good bosses, she's not attracting good pay scales, she's not attracting good companies with good environment and companies that provide her a very good and high standard of care. Or that she's not attracting the right businesses to invest in, and that she does not have a good attraction factor for employees that are faithful to her, that are doing, that always do well for her, that always have her side in their minds, that we need to be good employees to our employer. And so as a person first acknowledges this, then she is empowered to take steps to find good vibrations. And then she can test this out. She could definitely try her hand at something. For example, let me give you an example. Let's say there's a person and she loves lottery, or she loves some kind of a game where they, you know, Housie, have you heard of it? What is it called? Where you go and they read out the numbers and then you mark these numbers and then you get a prize if you have all of these numbers. So these games are where a person can try their luck and see what they win, how much they win, and see if their good luck is working for them. Or if people don't like games of chance, then they could go to shops and they can go shopping and they can see what are the products that they get. First of all, is the store stocking products that they like, that they enjoy? Or is the store stocking products that they don't like? For example, certain retail outlets. Okay, let's just take Walmart or Macy's. We can test our luck by going there and seeing if whatever we like is what they're stocking. Trust me, it works. For example, winter boots. Winter boots. When it's winter, then they have all of these boots and they have these high, these boots to the knees. But, you know, being in Las Vegas, many of us like to wear boots, even if, I'm not saying I wear boots all the time. That's not what I'm trying to say. But these boots that go up to knees and beyond your knees, or even ankle length boots, some of them really look very, very nice with short skirts. So for women out there, if you know you're trying to shop and it's summertime and these boots are not available, correct? But have you ever had this experience where you want these boots for the sake of fashion and not because it's cold, but it's for the sake of fashion? And we want these boots and we go to the store and suddenly like all these boots are there and wow, what a coincidence, even though it's summertime and they should not be stocking on them, but it's just a coincidence. Maybe they're getting rid of their supply, you know, their winter supplies, or maybe I don't know. You don't even have to find a reason why these boots are suddenly available in summer. The exactly the kind of boots that you would love with your skirt, with a very, very short skirt. Some of these boots really look nice. And so when we go shopping and we suddenly see things that we would have loved to buy, that we would love to buy, but we did not expect it to be there, but it's there. It's there. It's almost as if the store is working for us and it is stocking things that we want. Or a very cute top, a very cute top, a very cute skirt, very nice dress, something that we really would like, a good handbag, something that we don't think that these people normally carry, but suddenly because we want it, the store has it. Have you ever had this experience? And when you start to see these things happening, then you know that this universe and these stores are instruments of the universe, correct? It is there to, they're there to give us the experience that we want. These stores are suddenly displaying clothes that we like, that we wouldn't ordinarily think that they would carry, that we wouldn't normally think that they would carry, or they have shoes that we like, which is now available out of season and way past winter time, but still not into fall time, autumn time, or you know, it is in that period where you will not expect these stores to have them. And so these are indications, I could say, of the fact that your desires are being considered. And the universe is working for you to give you what you want. You could say that, okay, you're searching for a green-eyed, blonde-haired, beautiful man, and he's available suddenly in a place that you would not expect him to be available. I'm just giving an example. You don't have to take it seriously. So something that we would like, and we don't expect it to be where we find it. It could be a person, it could be an item of clothing, it could be food. I mean, for Indians, for example, and I'm sure there are a lot of people from different cultures listening here. Suppose we didn't expect to find a certain type of food, and we find it in a place that it should not have been. So, for example, a place where a lot of Indians are not setting up shops and restaurants and where they're not living in, you know, thickly populated pockets. But suddenly, you find whatever you want, the food that you want in a place that you did not expect it to be there, or a food that is close enough. A food that is close enough where it is some other culture's food, but it tastes like your food. So when you see these things happening around you, you will understand that joyful manifestation works, that good fortune exists, that the universe, the good universe, the universe that exists to give you the experiences that you would like to have, that is fun to have, that is good to have. And suddenly you will see that whatever I want, whatever I desire, is what is happening. And you know, let's discuss this more as we get into money manifestation, work, and career. We're going to be listening to a couple of minutes of music, so I'm hoping you're going to still be there when I come back soon. So don't go away, hold on tight.
Thank you.
is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. And as we start to try these three steps where we identify the vibrations we're in, accepting that the first step is accepting that there are differences in vibrations, that the universe / universes is created in this way. So denying that, it's just a waste of time. It's like those people who deny God does not exist, that a superpower does not exist. And by superpower, we're not talking about country leaders. We're talking about the ultimate, the all. So first is, why would somebody deny that it exists when you can see evidence of it everywhere? And we're not even talking of religion. We're just talking about being spiritual. That is to know that the whole of this is made of spirit, that it's all spirit. It's all energy. It's vibrating. And by virtue of the type of vibration, so to first understand that this is a truth. This is a truth, and we can't run away from this truth. And then bury our heads in the sand. Is it the ostrich that does that? Well, just by burying or putting our head into the sand, and then we can't pretend and we can't run away from the truth that this whole of creation is made from vibrations. And if people don't follow the principles of how to work with this vibration, then they're going to be stuck in the same mud. And then no point crying, oh, this is happening, that is happening, I'm still in the same thing. So first is accepting this as a truth. The second part is identifying different vibrations that are around us, that we're associating with, that kind of determines how life is going. And the third then is to consciously seek better and better vibrations. And when we do this, we end up in great situations, attracting great things to us. So for a person who is in a job, it's good to identify what are the vibrations that are in this environment that I'm in. Who are the people around me? What do they project at me? What do they project at me? I've had clients that call me and then say, you know, I've been in this company and not having great experiences over here because I don't think that my colleagues or bosses are looking out for me. In fact, I actually think that they're trying to undermine me and they're trying to make sure that I fail. So this lack of support system that some people could find in their careers. And when they contact, then, you know, obviously we go through the energy, we identify everything. And then we go about making changes. We shift people's karma so that they attract better situations. So I'm really good at shifting people's karma. And as we shift, things change around us. The world changes around us. And people then end up having better situations at their workplace. Maybe someone they don't like suddenly resigns and they get a nice boss, or colleagues that are not okay with them suddenly become good, and or they are shifted out of the department, they leave something in a nice way, everything happens in a great way, and then people end up getting better people around them. Or even as things start to improve and change, they get better job opportunities in other companies that pay them better, have a better environment. And so knowing the vibrations that we're dealing with and then being able to identify them and then seek favorable vibrations. For example, even in the same company, even as a person is dealing with negative colleagues or a negative boss, you could start to tune out of the negative colleagues and then tune into some better people around. Now, when a person gets good at tuning, what happens is that, let's say there's a negative colleague, and okay, let's take fictitious Jane, and she has negative colleagues A, fictitious A and fictitious B, and these people are always complaining either about the company itself and things that are happening there that are negative, or complaining about her to somebody else, or complaining about her to herself. Either way, what she can do is she can tune out of these people. She could avoid these people when she can. She could maybe shorten the conversations with these people and limit it to some niceties. Hey, hello, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Did you eat? Did you have lunch? Something like that. And then she could also simultaneously start to tune into people who have better things to say, who could be more polite, who have a more positive viewpoint, either on the same company or on life itself. So what does this do for fictitious Jane? What it does is it increases the longevity. It increases her ability to stay in a company. It increases her ability to work for a longer period with a company. Because only when the environment is good, only when a person is able to work well in a company and has a good experience when they go to work, when he or she goes to work, that is when this person can increase the number of years that she remains with the company, that she's able to stay there. And obviously, that's going to make for a very good resume, because then other employers, future employers would think that this is a person that's going to stay with us. So it's very important that in order to increase our ability to be with a company for a very long period of time, we have to tune into people and situations in that company that are going to help us stay there. Because if a person, if fictitious Jane keeps tuning into negative fictitious A and negative fictitious B, what's going to happen is that these people, out of their very mouths, are going to, okay, fictitious A out of his mouth, fictitious B out of her mouth, are going to be kind of sending toxic energy into the space that fictitious Jane occupies. And when there is toxic energy, well, it's not going to make for a very conducive work day, and more negative situations would get attracted, people getting yelled at, or people getting discriminated, people getting to be pushed aside, or maybe even being fired. So, reducing the amount of toxic energy in one's work environment is so important. And for that, one needs to be able to tune into very positive people, people who say good things. Because let's say that fictitious Jane then meets fictitious C and fictitious D, and they have good experiences and they talk about good situations and maybe favorable promotions that they've had, favorable things that have happened to them, more money they've made. Maybe their bosses treat them well, and maybe they have good things to say about the company itself. Then what happens is they're going to be, when they talk, they're going to be putting out a lot of positive energy into the space that fictitious Jane occupies. Now, this positive energy has very good favorable vibrations and will attract matching situations. So, fictitious Jane herself will be able to increase the number of years, the period that she would have originally stayed for with that company, which then looks really, really good in her resume because people think that she's somebody who sticks on, who is there and who's going to help making the company, any company, a better place. Now, it's also very, very good, as I've said before, to listen to people who talk about money coming in, who talk about profits, who talk about, well, you know, they have a good life, they have money coming in, they are able to buy whatever they want, they're able to travel, they're able to do fun things. So when people listen to stories from people who actually have a good life, who have a good standing with money, where money is their friend, then even as they talk, you're releasing positive energy into the space, positive money vibrations, and not toxic negative energy into the space that fictitious Jane occupies. So I would say it's an effort maybe at the start to deliberately find ways to tune out of people who are negative and to tune into people who are positive. It takes a bit of effort. Maybe for some people it might take a bit of effort, but trust me, the results are going to be good. It's going to get easier. You're going to get so much better at being able to tune out of negative people and to tune into positive people. Now, even if a person is promising, oh, you know what, the situation is negative, but I'm going to make it positive. Well, it is possible that they can make it positive. Nobody says that they can't. Maybe they're strong enough to do that. But it's much better. It's a much better choice to start tuning into better situations yourself from right now, rather than wait for someone else to solve it for you. And as you start to tune into better situations, you are already flowing in better vibrations, and you would have a very, very good experience in your personal life, because after all, you carry your home with you everywhere that you go. You carry your good fortune with you everywhere that you go, like a tortoise or a turtle carries its home on its back. Well, that's what they say. It carries on its back its own home. And this is how people need to carry on their back. They need to carry good energy. They need to carry their good fortune with them. And it's always better to start tuning into better situations even before somebody else who has promised to make it better is able to actually make it better. And it's always better to be self-reliant and to know that you can make your life better immediately. As you start to first of all accept that this world is made of vibrations. Number two, be able to identify the kinds of vibrations around. Number three, choosing favorable vibrations. And as you do that, you will find you're able to change your workplace itself, or you're able to change the actual environment that you personally work in. And when you start to take responsibility, when fictitious Jane starts to take responsibility for the change that happens in her life, for everything positive, then what happens is that more power is generated. A person starts to become more confident and is confident of his or her ability to change her life. Of course, you know, we're going to be stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're going to be listening to some music, so taking a couple of minutes break. And, you know, I'm hoping you're going to be there when I come back. So don't go away. Hold on tight.
Other lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. There are these stories that have been coming out on YouTube. And I strongly advise a lot of people here who are sensitive to avoid watching these YouTube stories. It's about how a woman's husband cheats on her. It's about how a woman becomes homeless and then a billionaire comes and, you know, gives her a great life and he's homeless, she's homeless, they become friends, and then she discovers he's a billionaire. A lot of these stories are coming out there and they're floating around. It's better to tune into stories where a person is already doing good in life. She has a good career, she comes from a good family, her parents are good, her siblings are good. She's able to educate herself, she's able to attract a good career, or even if she doesn't have a professional college degree, she could be so smart as to be so good at something else, like a creative career. She could be good in business. there are people who don't have very good educational qualifications, but they still do good in life. And so, of course, I always recommend a good college degree, but not everybody has to do that, correct? A lot of people have skills that work for them, whether or not they've had a college degree, though, you know, it's always good to have one. You can at least you can show it around, like, yay. So, anyways, a lot of the stories are coming out, and it's about this homeless person, and she attracts a billionaire. It's not okay to actually, it's okay. I mean, you can watch them and have fun. You could even poke fun at them. Or you might say, yay, rags to riches story, like Slumdog Millionaire, something like that. But where a person is concerned, where an individual is concerned, it is better not to depend on these rags to riches story and then pray for some miracle out there. Because magic itself follows nature. It must be in one's nature. It must be in one's attraction factor to even attract good fortune. It must be in one's nature to attract good. Because everything follows nature. So the rags to riches stories, they do happen. But there are certain other elements that kind of influence these stories. So not everybody should then sit quietly and say, you know, this is going to be a rags to riches story and I'm suddenly going to dramatically find a billionaire on the street who's pretending to be homeless and then becomes my friend because I'm homeless. And so this homeless person is actually hiding from his billionaire family for some reason, and is hanging out with me on the streets. So these are the kind of stories that are coming out there. So it's good to take all of these stories with a pinch of salt and then actually do something positive where we kind of improve our own situation first. It's always better to be proactive so that we get our energy system going in a good way. And so that we actually become the cause for the good fortune to come to us. We should trigger this good fortune ourselves, become generators of this good fortune energy so that it gets attracted to us. We should flow joyful manifestation energy. We should be in joyful manifestation energy. A homeless person may not necessarily be in joyful manifestation energy. Far from it. But then these stories are made in such a way that this homeless person who's having such a bad time suddenly attracts a fellow homeless person who's actually a billionaire who is in disguise, not even in disguise, but is living as a homeless person. These stories, okay, you can watch them, you can have fun. You could even poke fun. You could even enjoy them. Yay, rags to riches story. However, it's always better to not be that homeless person. It is always better to endeavor to be a millionaire or billionaire oneself. It's always a better choice to try to be successful oneself. And then actually there is true empowerment. Then actually there is true female empowerment. Then actually there is true male empowerment. Because a lot of men nowadays are not feeling empowered. And actually, when we mobilize this good fortune energy and this joyful manifestation energy to work for us, we are in our true power. We're in our true power. We don't have to be dependent on some external entity. So one person says, you know what? Let me be homeless. Let me not work towards my good fortune. Right? And then I'm going to one day attract a billionaire who is also homeless at that time, but is a secret billionaire. And while I'm saying it is possible that, you know, such a thing can happen, I'm not trying to say that it can never happen. But a better way is to be the generator and attractor and liver, L-I-V-E-R, of good fortune oneself. And then what happens is that the probability chances of attracting good fortune situations increases dramatically. So from, let's say, a probability of 1% or 2%, it becomes 90, 95, 99%. Because we're generators of that good fortune. Good fortune chases us. Joyful manifestation chases us. It's here to serve us. And it's like, look, let me do something for you. Here's this person. Here's this person. Here, your soulmate's trying to call you. He's trying to declare his love to you. He's been trying to reach you. He wants to give you everything that you've always wanted. So joyful manifestation does the work. Good fortune energy does the work for us. We don't have to go beating down doors, beating on doors. Open up door, help, save me. You know, something like that. And so when we're talking of tuning, you can use this tuning to attract love. So other stories of women who are being cheated on. And then they find someone who can be trusted finally. And in these stories, they always show the woman trying to find proof of being cheated on. They show women, even men, as trying to validate their fears of being cheated on, of not being loved, of being abandoned. No, that is not joyful manifestation. That is not real soulmate manifestation. That is just people who are in negative vibrations, who have not accepted that this universe is made of different vibrations, positive and negative and in between, who have not acknowledged that they are in negative vibration and that's why they're attracting all of this. And number two, identifying the vibrations. I mean, first, accepting that these vibrations exist, the difference is, number two, identifying the vibrations that one is in, and three, finding favorable vibrations. So by that, I mean tuning out of the negative conversations that a person could have with one's friends, with one's loved man of choice. Because a lot of friends always try to give advice and say things like, I saw your man with so-and-so in this restaurant, and they were having coffee and they were having a good time. So a lot of friends actually do not encourage love stories because they're always piling on their experiences, their sad stories, or plain gossip. But one should tune out of these people. Of course, there are some friends who are great, don't get me wrong. But one should know how to identify where they're getting negative news from. Tune out of that and then start to tune into positive information. And this is not about trying to prove that somebody is being cheated on or somebody is a cheater. Because the more you try to prove that, the more you go into that energy to prove that, it's almost like a lawyer trying to prove that a crime exists. So what does this lawyer do? The lawyer who tries to prove that a crime exists. Such a lawyer is always tuning into crime. Their tuning mechanism for crime is so acute. It's so strong. So in the same way, a person who is constantly trying to prove that he or she is not loved, that he or she is constantly being abandoned, that he or she is constantly being cheated on, is actually like that lawyer who tries to prove that a crime exists. So there are ways that we can tune out of these negative words and negative people and start to tune into better people, better words, people who might actually, so instead of a friend who says, I feel that your man is cheating on you, he looks like a cheater. So instead of tuning into that friend, we could tune into somebody else who says, oh my God, is this your boyfriend? Is this the man that you're interested in? Wow, I hear that he's such a gem. I hear that he's wonderful. I've heard good things about him. I have a good feel about him. When I see him, I feel like he could be such a loving and faithful husband. You see the difference in the vibrations? The difference between how friend A projects something and how friend B projects something. And then it's up to fictitious Jane to choose who she wants to listen to. And the more she listens to the positive person, the person who has good things to say, and the more she tries to prove, or she stops trying to prove that there's something wrong with the man that she's interested in, with the woman that fictitious John could be interested in, the more people stop doing that, and the more they start to tune into people who are really, really positive and have good things to say about the people, a love interest. And what happens is that we then start to attract these great, positive, joyful manifestation vibrations with regards to love. And I just got this notice that, you know, I'm coming up on time and I need to be signing off soon. So this is Sugandhi Iyer. You know, we will be meeting again next week for the Good Fortune Show, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday. But until then, I want you to remember what you're tuning into, what you're attracting, what you're inviting into your life. And I am wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. Stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.